The Irish Republican Army today announced an end to its armed campaign against British rule in Northern Ireland. The long-awaited disarmament takes effect later this morning and enhances a ceasefire that's been in place since 1997. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair said today's announcement could mark the day that politics replaces terror in Northern Ireland.
Of course, there will continue to be fundamental disagreement about the past. The IRA believe that their means were justified. The rest of us do not, and will remember today the many thousands of victims of their campaign. But the best way to serve the memory of victims is to make the future brighter. And there is, at least, some hope today that the future will indeed be such as to banish the ghastly and futile violence from Northern Ireland forever.
Prime Minister Blair speaking today in London. Joining me from Dublin is Mark Hennessy. He's political correspondent for the Irish Times newspaper. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did the IRA say in its announcement?
Well, it said that it was formally ordering an end to its armed campaign and that that would come into effect at 4 p.m. Irish time today, and that all IRA units have been ordered to dump arms, and that all members of the organization have been instructed to assist, as it says, the development of purely political and democratic programs through exclusively peaceful means.
And when they say peaceful means, in practice, what does that mean?
Well, the statement goes on to say that volunteers must not engage in any other activities whatsoever. Now, what the IRA have been getting up to for many a long year has varied from kneecappings to beatings to intimidation, a whole raft of criminal enterprises from protection rackets through to the creation of phony businesses, etc., etc., etc. The list is a very long one. And this whole issue of criminality has become a very key one for both the Irish and British governments, and was one of the reasons why the last round of talks collapsed on December the 8th last year. At that point, the two governments believed they were on the edge of an historic deal that would have tied everybody into the next round of steps. The IRA refused to sign up to the statement that had been drafted at that point on two grounds, one being this demand for an end to criminality, and the other being the photographs being taken of the actual destruction of weaponry. And they refused to accept the latter on the grounds that that would then be portrayed as surrender by the organization, which they insist they are not doing.
Does this announcement mean peace talks that have been stalled for years, that these peace talks will resume?
Well, one would certainly hope so. We would expect over the next month to see the completion of IRA decommissioning. Followed by that, we would have reports from a body known as the Independent Monitoring Commission, whose job it is to verify that the IRA has effectively retired. If all of that is deemed to be successful, then the pressure will grow on the Democratic Unionist Party to get back into serious negotiations with Sinn Féin and the Irish and British government, and to re-establish the Assembly and the Executive.
Right. And when you speak of the IRA being decommissioned or in a sense retired, now the IRA says it won't disband. What will it be?
Well, it's effectively going to become, if they're telling the truth, this is, they're effectively going to become an old members, a veterans association of some shape or form. Now, there are, it must be said, major doubts about all of this. An IRA minus all of its heavy weaponry is one thing. An IRA no longer involved in very serious criminality is another.
Well, just one final thing. Senior figures in Sinn Féin, the political party associated with the IRA, they're in the United States this week. They're expected to meet with members of the U.S. Congress, members of the Bush administration. How much of a role has the U.S. government played in this last aspect of the process?
It's been quite significant. The Sinn Féin delegation went to Washington in March after the killing of Robert McCartney in Belfast at Christmas, and they were effectively beaten up by both the administration and by Irish-American politicians, and were told effectively, don't come back here again unless you've got good news to offer. Now, Martin McGuinness, Sinn Féin's chief negotiator, is back in Washington today for a meeting with Mitchell Rees, the president's special envoy. And he has good news to offer. And it's good news that the U.S. administration would probably like to hear, given that it gives them the opportunity to trumpet their role in a successful peace process, given the difficulties they're having in other parts of the world at the moment.
Mark Hennessy, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Mark Hennessy is political correspondent for the Irish Times newspaper, speaking to us from Dublin. Today, the Irish Republican Army announced it will end its armed campaign against British rule in Northern Ireland. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.